We want to thank you for joining our Men's Summit podcast today. We hope this encourages you and challenges you in every area of your life. In this episode, we sit down with Elias Dummer from the City Harmonic. During our time together, we talk about faith, family, and music as Elias shared a couple of his songs with us. Let's listen in.
Hey, Gateway Church, this is Pastor James Lee over here in the men's department. I just wanted to drop in and just give you a few highlights and few things that we want to just share with you today. One of the cool things that we have is I just want to introduce my friend Elias Dummer. He is originated from Canada. He has moved and transplanted to the great Nash Vegas over there in Nashville, Tennessee. So welcome, Elias, to this impromptu Zoom conference call type meeting.
Yeah.
we are excited that you are just wanting to share your songs with us. What I want to do is just take a few moments and just get to know you just a little bit. So Elias, why don't you just share a couple moments and just talk about how you got into music, what you've been doing the last couple of years and such.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm back in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. So it's a steel town, a stone's throw from Toronto, but just unlike Toronto enough that they didn't want us. So I'm from Hamilton and started leading worship at a little church when I was about 12 or 13. We didn't have that many worship team members, you know, three or four. Started playing guitar alongside a guy named Paul. And then before long, he left the church and I was playing guitar and singing. So started doing that really young, led through a youth group and all that. But there's this really cool church movement back in Hamilton of churches working together, really trying to kind of make a difference. Our city was pretty deep into some issues related to unemployment and the steel industry shutting down. And so all these small churches started working together. And at the heart of that, we were sort of leading worship with students. And so we started this event where we'd get together in the morning, inspired kind of by Amos 5, with the idea that, you know, if we're doing worship and we're not sort of taking care in the sense for justice and mercy, then we're missing it. And so we did this thing where we'd get together and sing a little in the morning and then go out and serve all day. All these students from different churches would go out and serve and then come together at night. And we'd worship together and tell stories of what we'd seen and what God had done that day, which was really exciting. And it kind of became a bit of a movement in the student culture in our city. And the band, the City Harmonic, came out of it. So we were just a bunch of worship guys from different churches who started singing songs together. And so kind of one thing led to another. We found ourselves on the road. I bumped into you. And, you know, a few years later, it's now 2017. Our bass player and one of my good friends, Eric, had fought off cancer and needed to go off the road. And he left the band and we all kind of had a choice to make. And I think the choice was to close the book. Having done what we did together as best we could and meaningfully. So since then, helped to plant a church here in Nashville with my wife and our five kids. I'm not the senior pastor, I'm the worship pastor there. And we have a guy, Travis Garner, who's the senior pastor, who thank goodness that he is that and not I. yeah, it's been great. The church has been really healthy. We're going 5 years now. It's kind of just been an exciting journey. And so since then, I've started to release songs under my own name, which is the first time in a very long time. And they're just worship songs that have come out of my life and our church. And that's it. Yeah.
I just remember when you came onto the scene, your band came onto the scene, and you really, your songs wrecked me. And so I just, in a great way. And so just really quick, your top two songs that everyone probably knows is Manifesto and a wedding song that a lot of people played at their wedding. So just tell us really quick about those two songs you know, just the travel scene as you were traveling during the festival that we met.
Yeah, I mean, well, Manifesto was really a song that, while it doesn't tell our story, was really about celebrating the story of where the band had come from. So it's a song that was just combining the creeds, the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Lord's Prayer, as a way of us standing on common ground really loudly together. So that was kind of the whole point, you know. We knew what we wanted to do with it, and we did it. And it was cool to see the church really around the world embrace it in such a big way. That was life-changing, really. Holy Wedding Day same sort of thing. I'm really trying to paint a picture of, well, there's this passage in Revelation, you know, in Revelation 21, we see this kind of new heavens and new earth. And we have this sense in which we, the church, come together as the bride of Christ. And there's this moment we look forward to when all of this longing and groaning and wanting is satisfied, and it's satisfied in Christ. And I think Holy Wedding Day was really an attempt to sort of help us all to see a bigger picture. Because for me, when we get together in worship, and I guess I might play a song today, I'm sort of inspired by a similar passage. But when we get together in worship, we're getting a taste, a glimpse of what's to come. And Holy Wedding Day was really an attempt to contextualize worship in that.
Well, I wanted to kind of just shift gears a little bit. There is a song that I have just been enthralled by. It's the song Enough, which you are going to play today. I've heard it all around the radio on Way FM 89.7, and then also Air One Radio on 101.7 here in the DFW Metroplex. But this song came in the Metroplex by storm. First of all, you raided my Facebook advertisements, and all of a sudden I'm like, I know that guy.
Yeah, I'm an indie artist. You got to do what you got to do, you know.
Well, we would love to hear you play the song live if that's possible.
But yeah, sure.
Is I'll just push mute right now, and I'll just let you take the center screen here and.
Am not loved by the measure of love that I bring. Am not who I know, I'm known by the King of all kings. Jesus, you are enough. Jesus, you are enough for me. With nothing, I still love everything. Jesus, you are enough for me. You are maker made visible, holding the world in your hands. You are patient and merciful, giver of grace without end. Satisfied simply by being who you've always been. You are infinite love, and you prove it again and again. Jesus, you are enough. Jesus, you are enough for me. With nothing, I still have everything. Jesus, you are enough for me. In you I am created. In you I am sustained. With you I'm resurrected. You overcame the grave. With you I stand in victory. Now what else could I need? With you I want for nothing. Jesus, my everything. Jesus, you are enough. Jesus, you are enough for me. When nothing, I still have everything. Jesus,
incredible. Thank you so much. I just want to read this lyric one more time because it's so powerful. You are maker made visible, holding the world in your hands. You are patient and merciful, giver of grace without end. Satisfied simply by being who you've always been. You are infinite love and you prove it again and again. I love that, just even in this season right now that we're in. I think that's just a line that we can hold on to even in this time of uncertainty and say, you are Lord, you are King of everything. And it just really gives us peace.
Totally.
Well, we also are going to have the privilege of hearing your newest song that's about to be released soon. So Elias, just tell us about this song and everything about it.
Yeah. Well, this is a song called Echoing Holy, comes out May 8th, I believe. And it's a song I wrote with my friend Daniel Bashta. There's this incredible story that C.S. Lewis wrote in a letter, I think, about a tight-knit group of friend of his called the Inklings, where he was friends with J.R.R. Tolkien and this guy, Charles. And Charles died, and Lewis shared this powerful story when he died, and I'll read it. It says, "In each of my friends, there is something that only some other friend can fully bring. Out. By myself, I'm not large enough to call the whole man into activity. I want other lights other than my own to show all of his facets. But now that Charles is dead, I will never again see Tolkien's reaction to a specifically Charles joke. Far from having more of Ronald, having him more to myself now that Charles is gone, I have less of Ronald. In this, friendship exists a glorious nearness by resemblance to heaven itself, where the very multitude of the blessed, which no man can number, increases the fruition which each of us has of God. For every soul, seeing him in her own way, doubtless communicates that unique vision to all the rest. That, says an old author, is why the seraphim in angels in Isaiah's vision are crying, 'Holy, holy, holy,' to one another in Isaiah 6:3. The more we thus share the heavenly bread between us, the more we will have." And I just thought that was such a beautiful picture of what happens literally every time we get together in worship, sort of like Holy Wedding Day. It's this amazing, not the song, but what the moment in worship is an amazing picture of that Isaiah 6:3 moment where we're singing holy, holy to God. And it's, yes, we're singing to God in a sense. People talk about that sometimes in that kind of vertical sense. We're singing vertically to God, but we are also singing to each other in a very practical sense, telling God's story to each other through us in singing kind of holy, holy, holy. And so Echoing Holy was kind of meant to capture that spirit of that moment in worship where heaven and earth collide in the choir of creation and all God's people burst to life singing holy, holy.
Well, we have the great privilege of hearing his new song that's coming out May 8th called Echoing Holy. And so Elias, thank you so much for joining us and take it away. We're excited.
Thanks, man.
All of the saints and the angels bow down before you, echoing holy, echoing holy. Kings and the kingdoms will fall down to enthrone you, crying Hosanna, crying Hosanna. Jesus is for us. Jesus is for us. Day after day after day, we'll never stop singing. Christ is victorious. Christ is victorious. Our God who acts. Our God who is. Our God who is to come. Is heaven and earth.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate it and subscribe to stay up to date with new episodes. And if you want to stay connected to everything we're doing as a ministry, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Until next time, have a blessed day.